Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, finding the right fit.
Yes, that is a key step in sales because if the fit isn't right, you're not going to be able to have a meeting of the minds.
It's so easy to project what you think might work for that individual or that firm.
That's exactly right. And especially if your company has a new product or service they want you to go out there and sell, you might just have your eyes focused on closing the sale with that product or service.
Oh, yes. I've been there. That happens. Hey, this is new. We want everybody to go out and talk it up and get big orders right away.
So how do you stay mindful in the face of that, Bill?
I think it's being honest with yourself. You present the product, you ask questions, and if it doesn't fit, maybe cycle back in the future, but if that is not the right size, they're not going to wear it.
It's as simple as that.
I go back to the kid's toy I had, and I guess my siblings had, the peg, the square, the triangle, and a bright color, primary colors, and we learned to push those into the base. Maybe we had a hammer to bang them in. So maybe we have to remember that when we're working with a customer. Is our product going to fit into the right space?
Good point and great visual. One of the best ways to do that is to stay present.
So what's a good way to constantly remember to be mindful when you're in this situation? You're trying to promote a product and it's not necessarily working. How do you get back to being mindful?
Take a few moments to focus on your breath or to notice your feet on the ground and just clear your mind. I think it's those preconceived notions that can often get in the way. And maybe if you have preconceived notions, you're trying to put a red triangle in a square opening. Going back to your image of the children's toy.
That's why it didn't work.
You've learned, though.
I was looking up and not paying attention to where I was putting those pegs.
Well, I think you bring up a good point, Bill, to really pay attention. And, you know, you can be paying attention in one moment, and all of a sudden you get a text, and it might completely divert your attention. So every single moment is a new moment to remind yourself to pay attention and to stay present.
That is always good.
And on that note, stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention.
Till next time.
This meditation is designed to help you keep your attention in the present moment. So you can do this whether you're sitting or standing, but what you'll do is notice your feet connecting with the ground beneath you. So if it's comfortable for you, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze, or you can fully close them, and just notice where your feet connect with the ground. Notice the different points of your feet connecting with the ground. And if you want, you can even lift each foot up and put it down again as if you're stepping in place for a few steps. And just notice your feet connecting with the ground and how that feels. Now notice the pressure of your feet on the ground. And any time your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your feet, touching the ground beneath you. Take a few breaths as you notice. Okay, and any time you want to bring your attention back to the present moment, you can do that simply by noticing where your feet connect with the ground. This is a practice that's available to you most anywhere and anytime.